The Red Cube from Artemis Fowl by Owen Colfer. Page 190 of Racing Ahead. Artemis Fowl is meeting John Spiro in London. Artemis has invented a unique piece of new technology which he hopes to sell to John Spiro. It is a red cube the size of a mini disc player, and it has enormous possibilities for the future of mankind. Enfin, Knightsbridge, London. Artemis Fowl was almost content. His father would be discharged from Helsinki's University Hospital any day now. He himself was looking forward to a delicious late lunch at Enfin, a London seafood restaurant, and his business contact should arrive any moment, all according to plan. His bodyguard butler was not quite so relaxed, but then again, he was never truly at ease. One did not become one of the world's deadliest men by dropping one's guard. The giant Eurasian flitted between tables in the Knightsbridge bistro, positioning the usual security items and clearing exit routes. "Are you wearing the earplugs?" he asked his employer. Artemis sighed deeply. "Yes, butler, though I hardly think we are in danger here. It's a perfectly legal business meeting in broad daylight, for heaven's sake." The earplugs were actually sonic filter sponges, cannibalized from fairy lower elements police helmets. Butler had obtained the helmets along with a treasure trove of fairy technology over a year previously, when one of Artemis's schemes pitted him against a fairy SWAT team. The sponges were grown in LEP labs and had tiny porous membranes that sealed automatically when decibel levels surpassed safety standards. "Maybe so, Artemis, but the thing about assassins is that they like to catch you unawares." "Perhaps," replied Artemis, perusing the menu's entree section. "But who could possibly have a motive to kill us?" Butler shot one of the half dozen diners a fierce glare, just in case she was planning something. The woman must have been at least 80. "They might not be after us. Remember, John Spiro is a powerful man. He put a lot of companies out of business. We could be caught in a crossfire." Artemis nodded. As usual, Butler was right, which explained why they were both still alive. John Spiro, the American he was meeting, was just the kind of man to attract assassins' bullets. A successful IT billionaire with a shady past and alleged mob connections. Rumour had it that his company, Fish and Chips, had made it to the top on the back of stolen research. Of course, nothing was ever proved. Not that Chicago's district attorney hadn't tried several times. A waitress wandered over, giving them a dazzling smile. "Hello there, young man. Would you like to see the children's menu?" A vein pulsed in Artemis's temple. "No, mademoiselle. I would not like to see the children's menu. I have no doubt the children's menu itself tastes better than the meals on it. I would like to order a la carte. Or don't you serve fish to minors?" The waitress's smile shrank by a couple of molars. Artemis's vocabulary had that effect on most people. Butler rolled his eyes, and Artemis wondered who would want to kill him. "Most of the waiters and tailors in Europe, for a start." "Yes, sir," stammered the unfortunate waitress. "Whatever you like."